I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry, who will be live in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow. Well, here in D.C., we may be in the middle of a government shutdown, but the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, still debuted as planned this week. The online marketplaces, those exchanges, are up and running, with about 2.8 million people visiting the federal website healthcare.gov on day one, and millions more checking in on sites provided by their local and state governments. Well, Hugh Mead was among them. He's a carpenter and an independent sign contractor in Oklahoma City. Hugh has been priced out of buying health insurance for much of the last 10 years, but on Tuesday he did log in to the online exchange, hoping to find some coverage he can afford. And because of the risky nature of his work in that sign shop, Hugh says he's anxious to get some coverage again.
So specifically for me, because I work around power tools, you know, table saws and drills and planers and things that could really do me some pretty serious damage. And I think about it every time I turn one of those machines on. Of course, I'm careful and I wear safety goggles and protective gear. But a lot of the older guys that I work around are missing parts of their fingers or whole fingers. And, you know, a single incident like that would be disastrous, to keep me from working for a period of time, to, just trying to keep up with those medical bills. I think about it all the time.
Well, Hugh, you sound like just the guy that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is designed to reach, right? You're self-employed. And how long has it been since you've had health insurance?
9 of the past 10 years, my employers did not offer me any option for health insurance. And so I had had to look into it on my own as an individual, and it was just, prohibitively expensive. For instance, to cover really just myself, not including my wife or my son, was going to be, from my research, around $600 a month, which is very close to what my mortgage payment is.
Well, boy, I know every bit of your story is true, Hugh, but you really sound like sort of the poster child for the Affordable Care Act. The White House would love to have your testimonial here. You're the guy that they want to jump on the website and look for the exchanges in your state, not just want. I guess you kind of have to. Everybody has to have insurance. So walk me through how it's been. Have you dipped your toe in the Obamacare pool yet?
Right. So yesterday morning, or probably around 8 o'clock, I did start to get online and look at the website. You know, it took me a minute. It actually occurred to me as I was looking that I didn't know what the website was called. And I don't know if that's just me not paying attention or a failure of, promotion, but I guess it's healthcare.gov is where I wound up. And I did see the exchanges, and it asked me for information, my age and gender and, some basic health questions. I don't use tobacco products, for example. And then it popped up with a list from least expensive to most expensive of quite a lot, actually, of available policies. Most of them were still over $300, but there were several that were in the, $185 to $191 range that I saw that seemed like they'd be appropriate for me and would give me adequate coverage to at least make me feel like, I'm not hanging in the wind when it comes to medical bills.
Well, getting back to your family, Hugh, your wife has had some significant health issues in the past, some back issues and stuff, as I understand it. We talked about your insurance. What about insurance for your wife? One thing that Obamacare does is say the insurance companies can't deny you for pre-existing conditions, but they can sure charge you a lot more if you're already sick.
Right. So specifically what happened to my wife was she had a prolapsed disc in her spine, her lower back, that protruded in and was crushing the spinal cord at the bottom. We were uninsured at the time, both fairly healthy and, late 30s, not terribly concerned about it. And getting treatment was a real problem. It turns out my misconception, and I think a lot of people's, is that if you go to an emergency room in America, they have to treat you. Which is true, whether or not you're insured, but all they're required to do is stabilize you. And so what they would do is alleviate the immediate pain and then bounce her. And it took 28 days to finally get on our own an appointment with a neurosurgeon. And we also had to find and pay for an MRI on our own. She was in excruciating pain for that amount of time and in bed the entire time. And as soon as the neurosurgeon put the films up on his light box, he turned to her and said, "We need to get you in the operating room right now." She still has some residual effects from that, you know, numbness and loss of sensation. But she's okay. However, you know, the bills were in the range of $30,000, and we're still seeing the effects of it in our finances. And it makes it even more imperative that I become insured. Now, she is partially disabled, and so she pays for and receives Medicare.
Well, Hugh, as you continue to navigate the exchange, I guess the federal exchange, the frontier of Obamacare here, how are you feeling about it? You know, you're about to get insurance, I guess. Is this a new day for you economically, or just sort of a, you know, another decision, you'll get covered and kind of move on with your life?
Well, I mean, I kind of hope it is just sort of, you know, well, great, now I can be covered and I can stop, you know, really thinking about that. I don't think it's going to really change my life unless, of course, there's some, you know, incident where I'm covered. So it will be a relief to me, but I probably won't dwell on it much after that.
Hugh, my final question before we let you go is, you watch this government shutdown business going on in Washington. What do you say to yourself when you see a lot of politicians who want to defund or get rid of Obamacare and are sort of using a government shutdown as part of that fight?
It makes me angry. I think this is not how grown-ups are supposed to make decisions and negotiate. It's an established law. This is not how we change or alter laws in the United States. My understanding is that there is a method for doing that, and it's not holding the budget of the United States government hostage in order to get what you want.
Hugh, why do you think that so many of the politicians here think that their constituents think Obamacare is so very bad, when for somebody like you, it seems like it's pretty important?
I think it's regrettable that as a country, we've fallen into this morass of political grandstanding, is what it seems like to me. And it bothers me. No, I want my insurance. I would love to be able to take advantage of this opportunity to get insurance at an affordable level. And it seems like they're bound and determined to ensure that I don't have that opportunity.
Hugh Mead, shopping for insurance on the exchanges under the Affordable Care Act as that law gets underway. Hugh Mead is owner of Odd Fab Design Lab right there in Oklahoma City. Hugh, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation.